everyone. Namaste. Welcome back to Anthropause. I'm Simone.
I'm Sitashma, and thank you for joining us for our 9th episode, Passing the Mic.
We have spoken to people across generations about climate change and gotten insight to a large amount of knowledge and perspectives. However, as we near the end of season one, we thought that it would be important to pass the mic to the younger generation, as they are the ones who are extremely vulnerable to climate change.
In the past 2 years, we have seen what children are capable of through the children and youth-initiated climate activism across the world. It is our duty to give them a safe space to raise their voices so their perspectives can be used in decision-making.
We have divided this episode into three segments, where kids aged between 9 to 12 join us and talk about their take on different environmental issues.
Let's welcome our very special guests. Hello everyone, very nice to see all of you again. So we want to start this episode by asking everyone to introduce themselves.
Good morning, my name is Yogya Rai and I study in grade 6 and I am 12 years old. I live in Golfutar, Kathmandu.
My name is Suniva Shrestha. I'm from the 5th grade in Ratha Bangla School. I'm 11 years old and I live in Tahachal, Kathmandu.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sanvi Thapa. I am 11 years old. I study at Kashta Mandap Vidyalaya in grade 6 and I live in Chundevi, Kathmandu.
My name is Sarji Chamche. I live in Vichanaga, Kathmandu. I am 11 years old and I study in 6th grade.
Awesome. So nice to have all of you here. We're going to just start with the questions. So we just want to start our conversation with a very simple question and just give your perspective on it. So what does climate change mean to you?
So climate change to me basically means, well, it's kind of self-explanatory. It's like typical weather patterns, but they've been changed due to, well, fossil fuels, and it's basically like the changes in the weather patterns that we've been having.
I think climate change is changing weather because of human activity.
Well, climate change is basically climate changing, and it's just like the long-term changes and like the global temperature just changing.
Climate change, in simple words, means the heating of our planet Earth caused by greenhouse gases.
I think the next question would be, where did you hear the term climate change from?
I heard about climate change in first grade because in our school, like, they care about the environment a lot, so they like to inform us about it.
So I basically heard climate change from social media only. People were spreading a lot of awareness and causes and basically precautions and how we can help. And even our school, they taught us some basic information and how we could protect our environment.
Like Yokia said, I also heard the phrase climate change in first grade because, yeah, our school cares about climate. It's the exact same thing as Yogya said.
I learned about climate change in grade 2, but I learned more of a detailed view from social media.
I see. Very nice that, you know, you learned about it in school and also through social media. So we wanted to ask, how often do you talk about climate change, whether it's in your home or at school with your friends or anywhere? And how do you feel when you talk or see videos about climate change?
Our family is very conscious about what they're doing with the environment.
Well, we talk about it in class and we like watch videos sometimes. And we also talk about it at home because like my grandmother loves like flowers and like gardening, and she has like a lot of flowers around the house, and cherry blossoms are supposed to bloom at like February, but then it bloomed like this week, so it was kind of weird, and we were talking about it, and that kind of happens with like other flowers, so we talk about it at home as well.
So we've talked about like climate change and what's happening to our environment a couple of times at home, but I think at school, people tend to take it more seriously and we get to share our thoughts more freely. And it's also kind of fun to share it with your friends more than your family members.
We talk about climate change in our science and social studies classes. We also talk about it in our house because my father also attends the climate change meetings.
So it seems like a lot of you guys talk about climate change at home with your family. Since you guys said that your family is very conscious, what are some things that your family or you do to help solve climate change or for like the good of the planet?
Like, for example, after we eat like a Pringles can, we use it to plant like one flower or we use like it to contain pencils or something. So we recycle things. And we also do not use plastic bags.
If you do not use plastic bags, what do you use instead then?
So I have like a bag for myself. I made it with my old t-shirt. And the other bags are just ready-made bags, cloth bags.
So I think, well, from my side, I've like tried to plant a few things in my garden here and there. But the main rule we follow in our school is called the 3R rule, which is reduce, reuse, and recycle, where we can either reuse things, reduce them, or recycle them. So it's very important to kind of put, well, our waste into use.
We recycle things and use like random things from like around the house that are recyclable in art class. So we make like project works and crafts and stuff. And I try to convince my grandmother not to like use plastic plates when like some guests are over because I don't think she gets the concept. So I kind of try to convince her to get like other types of plates, like the ones like that are made of leaf and like plates that are reusable.
In our house, we don't use plastic bags, we use cloth bags. We also recycle everything that is able to be recycled and we use it for different things. We also use less greenhouse gases, like we don't use a car much, we just walk if it's a short distance.
Seems like the 3 R's, reduce, reuse, recycle, is quite prevalent in all your lives. So we'd like to hear more about it. So why is reusing and reducing and recycling important?
More things we do is that, you know that type of blue type of tin containing cookies? We use that to store like... my grandmother makes like achar and she stores it in that.
So I think the most common thing that is thrown out is plastic bags and plastic bottles. So our family, so we swim a lot specifically during the summer. So we use those like plastic, we clean the plastic bags out and then we kind of use them to store the wet swimming clothes we have, which is a good way to reuse the plastic bags. But we also use plastic bottles in our school, or we donate them from plastic straws to any sort of plastic material to our school, to specifically our makerspace or robotics class, so that it could be used for some other purpose. But we've done a few activities as well involving those things, and we've made like from other bags to other clothings as well.
I think Suniva also talked about social media. So what do you think is the best way to communicate climate change to other kids, students, or your grandparents?
You can make them like remember like when they were children, there were the rivers here, they were all clean and they would like use it to like wash clothes and stuff. And there were like fields all over and there were like no plastic, and we can like kind of like make them remember how it was in the when they were children, and like show them how climate change has like affected it and how like bad it has become.
I think the best way to communicate to them is just straight up speak to them, because, well, I think that's the best way you can inform someone about something, and it's good to use more, well, it's good to use examples in general, but in schools with other children who don't know about this topic, it's probably very important if the teacher could mention something about it, or if they probably got books that provide them with the information.
Way to communicate is social media, and maybe directly speaking, because we can tell them about the dangers so they know that it's affecting everyone and not only one person.
We'd really like to know what you all think about climate activists, especially the younger generation. And do you know of any climate activists in the world or in Nepal?
I think one of the most popular activists from the younger generation is probably Greta Thunberg. She spread a lot of awareness about the climate and the environment. I know the name of one, but I really don't know. I think her name is like Vanessa something, but I really just don't know any information about her.
Yes, Vanessa Nakate, she's been very impressive. She's been talking a lot about climate justice as well. She's been representing a lot of the developing countries and a lot of people of color as well. So she is very inspirational.
Why is it important for adults who are, you know, like professionals, like in the political sector or just the public sector in general? Why is it important for these adults to listen to children?
So I think that adults should listen to children on this topic, because without protecting and taking care of our environment, we're putting a lot of lives at danger, from animals to plants and crops, and basically even our own. So like preserving our environment and biodiversity is very important for the future generations. And it's basically their actions that will their actions will have a huge impact on what's going to happen to our future generations and what kind of life or what kind of environment they're going to live in.
I think adults should listen to children, because some adults are still superstition. Like, they believe that the gods are punishing them because they did something bad. And if they don't listen, the climate will take advantage and the temperature will rise, causing some extinction of animals.
I think adults should listen to children about climate change, because, well, some adults may have like a lot of ideas about climate change, but like some may not like have like some like any idea at all, and maybe like children like us will have like more idea than like adults, so like it can help to less climate change and kind of stop climate change.
We did talk about climate change affecting lots of different populations, animals, wildlife, biodiversity, but who do you think is getting the most affected by climate change? What kind of population, countries? What do you guys think?
I think the things which are most affected by climate change are the animals. Sea animals, because it directly harms them, and the plastic has poison, so it makes it hard to stay alive. And
I think the poor countries will be more affected, because they don't have enough financial support or enough money to like take care or cope with whatever is going around.
Because of like natural disaster that sometimes happen because of pollution, so the poor countries are not financially ready for that yet. So I think poor countries are more affected
Nepal has been in the forefront of climate change. We're facing a lot of natural disasters, and it's also occurring very frequently nowadays. So have you guys heard of any natural disasters or that has been happening in Nepal? And do you guys want to talk about it a little?
So during the monsoon season, I really can't recall which river, but apparently it flooded, and it flooded like a bunch of houses around it. So I think that could have resulted in that, like climate change.
So basically when I was doing some research, I found out that Kathmandu is one of the most polluted cities in the entire world. And then at one period of 2020 or 2021, it was on first.
So can you tell us, like, why is it that, okay, so what was the motivating factor for you? What motivated you to be a part of this podcast? And what do you hope do after, you know, this conversation?
When my mom got the message on Viber, she showed it to me. And then I thought that you guys, and I thought to myself, you guys were like doing really good things and then spreading awareness. So I decided to join the podcast.
I decided to join the podcast because I really like animals and like wildlife, so I wanted to join this podcast so I can spread the awareness to people to help support to reduce climate change and help all the animals.
I joined this podcast to spread the word that anyone can do anything. And even the older generation can do something against it.
So I joined this podcast to spread awareness around to my generation. And I thought it would be a fun thing to do. And maybe after this podcast, it would be great if everyone could like aware more people about it as well.
If you had a chance to talk to a country leader or send them a message about climate change, what would you say to them?
If I could send a message, as you all know, like the air quality of Nepal has decreased a lot, and then people say Kathmandu to dhulai dhulosa, and then like so I'd say to like maintain pollution from cars, and if they want to make the roads bigger, just make it and not leave it like Adha culture.
If I had a chance to write to the country leader, I would be like, dear country leader, I want you to make it mandatory for like someone from the government to come teach us about climate change and like let everybody know about how it affects every all the life on earth and everything. And I'd also build like an animal shelter or something, because of them like building houses and like building houses for them and like stuff, they're like ruining animals' habitat. So the reason there are like stray dogs and stuff and like tiger, like incidents of tigers like attacking people, which has like happened, it's because of them, not the tiger's fault. It's because of them. So like kind of like help them and like make like another zoo or something to help the injured animals, and to let children share their point on like climate change and like let the children talk about it, because children can have like good views on climate change, maybe more than like even the country leader like knows about it.
So I think, well, if I could send a message to the leader of Nepal, I would probably be telling them that us Nepali citizens, we have done our best to contribute to our climate and our environment and our country, but they're the ones with most power for now. So I think it's best if instead of them putting effort into putting one of those Visit Nepal statues around in the most important like malls and stuff. I think it's best if they contribute to our climate in general and how we can actually stop the thing. Like for example, Bagmati, they've put sewers directly connected to Bagmati, and we can't really change anything about it. So it's really important for them to take action.
Thank you for listening to our episode. You can listen to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and other platforms. You can also find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Links to these platforms will be in the description box below.
We will also attach reference links in the description box. See you next month.